It's really, really difficult growing up in Sunday Shadow.
I just saw myself as another runner in the field.
Of course people say things like, oh, your mum's a great runner. Are you going to be a good runner?
I didn't see myself as, like, Liz McColgan's daughter.
World champion Liz McColgan.
It's the first ever British woman world champion on the track.
Whole host of records on the road.
As the fastest woman in the world for about 12 years.
As the years passed, she knew it would create expectation for a daughter showing promise of her own.
You'll know the name McColgan.
People just expect me to win everything just purely because of my name.
Talent is less important than we think.
I've always known she's better than me. I've always known it. But at the end of the day, she's got to want to do it.
I can see how people say we're similar. The work ethic.
The incessant day after day after day.
The determination.
Just that ability just to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. That's definitely a McColgan trait.
Here comes Eilish McColgan.
Eilish beat her mum, Liz McColgan's Scottish record.
Fancy losing a record to your daughter.
One by one, I started taking all my mum's records. 1500, 3000, 5k, 10k.
She now holds the British record at five different distances.
I've only got one of my mum's times now to beat.
There's only the marathon left.
Only.
No.
That's going to be tough. She knows it.
I just feel lucky that I'm in a position where I'm not doing this on my own. Having Michael and my mum involved, it's us as a team.
We're very alike, you know, what we want and we go about getting it done.
There are certain times I think, you know, I don't think you should be doing this.
You can't win things without doing stuff that other people won't do.
She's definitely her mother's daughter.
Baby Eilish bites a gold medal. Eilish McColgan. Running in the family. Font-Romeu, high altitude training.
Good to go? Good to go, yeah? Okay. Let's give her some company on this ride.
Eilish McColgan has broken every single athletics record held by her mother, Liz. Except one, the marathon. In 2023, at the London Marathon, she will attempt to break that final record of her mum's.
Perfect, another one in, it's good.
Having never competed in one.
31.3 is good.
Eilish's coach cycles next to her.
Right, last one. Last one. Ready?
Are you ready yet? Right, come on, last one.
She sets off around the track again.
That's it, right through. Good. 263, good.
She bends forward to get her breath back.
Decent, that. Frailish. Pressures of being McColgan now and all that sort of history of her mum. Job done. I think to have a mum who's won what she has and achieved what she has. That isn't easy. That's just the bars there because of your name.
Now, heard of the phrase running in the family? Well, it's been taken to heart by the daughter of one of Scotland's most successful long-distance runners. And although it's early days, her 13-year-old daughter looks set to follow in her footsteps.
I remember doing like a cross country. I think I was like under 13, so I would have been maybe 12 years old. One of the kids had beaten me. And I remember her mum and dad being like, oh, you did it, like you beat McColgan. And it was this like huge achievement because she'd beaten me. But she hadn't won the race, she'd only just beaten me. That was probably my first time of thinking, oh yeah, people just expect me to win everything just purely because of my name. I didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand. I just saw myself as Eilish and another runner in the field. I didn't see myself as, like, Liz McColgan's daughter.
The name McColgan comes before anything else. It's difficult to understand it, really. Do you know what I mean? That name just suddenly sets a bar. I'm Michael Rimmer, 3 times Olympian and 7 times British champion. And now I carry the bags for Eilish McColgan.
Of course people say things like, oh, your mum's a great runner, are you going to be a good runner, you know that. And it must be hard for young people to have to deal with. I'm Steve Cram, former athlete, long time ago, world championship golds, Commonwealth golds, European golds, and I've been commentating for 25 years now. For Eilish, her mum was very famous, there's this expectation that you're going to follow in the path. And that expectation is the hardest thing to deal with.
I was definitely very naive to, I suppose, how good of an athlete my mum was.
How much of an inspiration is what your mum achieved? I don't really know.
I remember some kids would come to the house asking for pictures and autographs, and I just found it bizarre. Like, that's probably the first time I was like, oh, my mum's sort of famous. Like, people know who she is.
I mean, extra special for me to come here today. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liz McColgan.
At the Sports Personality of the Year.
Before that, I never really had any real concept of fame or somebody being like a professional athlete, an elite athlete, a world champion. Like, she was just my mum.
Liz smiling as she holds her trophy, then warming up before a race.
I see myself as a natural distance runner. The longer I go, the more comfortable I am.
In a very meticulous and a very demanding way, she will accept nothing but the best.
Yeah, Liz was no-nonsense, very confident, tough in her running. Obviously had ability, but she was really committed, hard racing style. She was going to hurt herself, but she was going to make sure that everybody else hurt in the race as well. I remember Liz came in that period in the mid-80s, which was a really important time for women in our sport. I remember her Commonwealth Games in 86, which was kind of where she made a big breakthrough.
Here on Scottish soil, a Scottish athlete takes the 10,000 metres goal and smashes the British record by an enormous margin.
That elevated her from being well-known in UK and perhaps European ranks to now genuinely being a world-class athlete.
A chance of breaking the world record?
Well, it was me that set the world record, and I'm fitter and faster now.
Liz McColgan pounded out the fastest time by a British woman.
The second gold medal in the Commonwealth Games.
She's one of the very, very best in the world.
I was the fastest woman in the world for about 12 years. I had 5K road world record, I had half marathon world record.
You realised that the further she went, the better she was getting.
I'm Liz McColgan, Olympic silver medalist and world champion for 10,000 metres. Won London, New York and Tokyo marathons, but I'm now better known as Ailish McColgan's mother and coach.
Liz feeds young Ailish in a high chair.
When I was really little, I was definitely energetic. With running, it was just how it made me feel. Being outside in the cold, the wet, the wind, the rain, like, it didn't matter to me. I just felt like it was a way to, like, clear my mind. Running was fun, like, I got a real buzz from that. Not even so much about winning, it was just being in the race and competing against the other kids I really, really enjoyed.
Here I remember commentating at Holyrood, and Ailish was in one of the junior races, and someone said, that's Liz's daughter, and everyone's going, oh, OK, you know, and I don't think anyone was necessarily kind of going, oh, she's going to be successful as well.
When I started 12-13, I won, like, my first Scottish title. And it was a big deal, like, I couldn't believe it. And I remember someone saying, it's all fair and well winning some races up in Scotland, but, like, the big races are down south. And I went down there and I won the British champs. And I remember thinking, wow, like, I'm a big dog now. Like, I've won the British champs, I beat all the English kids. Like, I'm just going to go from here and I'm going to keep getting proven and getting faster. Like, it's going to be amazing. It just didn't work like that at all.
She programs a running machine with Liz.
It's kind of fun up until that point. But then all of a sudden, you've got to really start training hard and you've got to start finding your own way, if you like.
And Mum has given her some incredible genes, but that's only going to take you so far. You know, you've got to really work at it. There's a lot of blood, sweat and tears, and it takes a long time.
Like, from a very young age, my mum had told me I'd be better than her.
I see what I coach, and I saw it as a, you know, as a little girl. I saw what she was capable of doing.
I just think, like, yeah, like, and everyone's mum thinks they're going to be a superstar or a winner.
Nice and fast on the balls of your feet when you're doing it. Go for the bounce.
You know, she's always sort of had this little, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. You know, really, really struggled with confidence and dealing with a family name.
And is there a chance that there might be another McColgan competing for Scotland?
You know, there's no reason that she can't be there, but at the end of the day, she's got to want to do it. And she's got to want to go out there and train harder than anybody else in the world.
Obviously, I shut up quite a lot. I'm a very tall individual, and I went through puberty, and I hit a real plateau within my training, within my racing. I felt my energy was just not the way it was when I was 12, 13. And that initial thinking of, oh, maybe I'll make this my job, disappeared for a very, very long time.
What would you like to do in the sport?
I'm not really too sure how far, how good I can, if you just achieve what I can and be the best that I can be.
I don't think the early years were easy for Eilish. There's this expectation that you're going to be some kind of prodigious young talent. And she wasn't really that. You know, she was a good runner, and her mum was very famous. But she was going to have to work. Probably much like her mum did.
A building with the words, "Welcome to Dundee."
I was never the most talented. I was just the one that worked her tail off and probably wanted it a lot more than others. We were brought up in a house and estate, the youngest of four siblings. A lot of people just wrote you off.
When you're coming from a background where things aren't given to you easily, you have to work really hard just to get your chance to do something.
Mum and Dad weren't working, wasn't a lot of money about, so we couldn't afford to do a lot of sports. So running suited me, because I could just run out the door and I'd be in the countryside, up country lanes and in fields and things like that. Like, my best friend died of a drug overdose at 21. And I got out of that. You know, running was my saviour.
If you're going to be successful as a distance runner, less about their ability and their talent, much more about how they think and how they see themselves. Can they find the extra 10%?
Back then, everything was about me and me running. You know, how fast I could be.
Footage of Liz running along a road, then bending down out of breath.
I remember I went for a run and I couldn't breathe properly. So I went to the doctor, and lo and behold, I was 4 months pregnant, didn't even know it. Got dropped from my sponsor. Back then, if anybody had a child, they usually just quit.
The perception then was, your career's over.
Liz with her baby.
Absent from the European Championships was Liz McColgan, who took time off to have her baby daughter, Eilish.
Shh, go to sleep. Shh. When Eilish came along, it was like everything was about her now, and I wanted to do things for her. You know, my running was about, I want to make her proud. I want to, you know, do things so that when she grows up, she's like, oh, that's, my mum did that. I got into my routine really quickly.
Liz comes out of the house.
When she slept, I ran. Just determined to prove I can still be successful.
Oh, you missed it.
It actually works in really well, and it hasn't changed any of my commitments to my running. It hasn't made me any softer or anything.
You had your baby November of last year, yeah. And you were back training when?
2 weeks after I had Eilish, I ran. And I ran my first race 7.5 weeks after I had her.
Like, the first race that we took her to, she ended up getting a really bad ear infection. It was horrendous, and I remember we were there for, like, 3 nights just walking the floor with her, like, really ill and upset. And I got up the morning of the race and I just thought, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I went off way too fast and ended up running a world record. I just, like, couldn't believe it, because I was just like a zombie. I was just like, I couldn't even concentrate on it. I just ran. And then it just snowballed.
Liz McColgan coming through.
Liz McColgan is the first ever British woman world champion on the track.
The new world 10,000 metre champion Liz McColgan is reunited with her 9-month-old daughter, Eilish.
In 1990, November, I was born. And yet, less than a year later, my mum became world champion. I mean, it just blows my mind. There's not many women in the world that can say they've done that.
It was a quick comeback, but that's just me. I get such a kick out of running. I can't imagine a day without it.
It gave her a stepping off point to then move up and be as good as she was in the marathon as well.
In New York Marathon, they had a press conference and two of the world's leading marathon runners got asked, little Scottish girl's just won the world title, do you think she could run a marathon? They both said no. He being me, said, oh yeah, I'll prove them wrong.
I'm going to try and win the race. That is my main objective.
And she achieved that objective in her first shot at the 26-mile distance and went on to smash the Big Apple marathon record by 5 minutes. Her time is the best ever recorded by a woman debutante at the distance.
Liz McCaughan has backed up her words with actions today.
She's been written off time after time and she's come back. I won't be betting on anybody else.
McCaughan, a certain winner now.
Britain's Liz McCaughan has won the women's race in the London Marathon.
A remarkable story. It's a remarkable journey that she's been on. Somebody from the council estate in Dundee wouldn't have thought anything of my mum at all, that she would be sort of destined for any sort of greatness whatsoever. And yet, yeah, she proved, I think, a lot of people wrong on the way.
Baby Eilish, with a gold medal dangling, being held up by Liz. Font Romeu, high altitude training. Mountains overlook a running track.
The marathon as an event, like, it's just totally new to me. From my mum as well, she's always been high mileage, so she was very suited to the marathon straight away. It's more challenging for me because I've come from such a low mileage background.
With 6 weeks to the London Marathon, Eilish is in the French Pyrenees.
I can't just jump into the marathon and it all be rainbows and unicorns. It's going to be a little bit tougher than that. But my mum and Michael seem to think I can do it. So they definitely have a hell of a lot more belief in me than I do.
She jogs along the track with Michael cycling beside her.
It wasn't really till I got to about 16, 17 and I started to realise how difficult it was to become, like, a Scottish champion, never mind become a world champion. When you're not running any faster at 17, 18 than you were when you were 12, 13, it seems very far away. I went to university and just thought, I'll get a degree, I'll get a real job. Running wasn't my sort of main focus because I didn't believe I was ever going to be good enough to be a full-time athlete. Like, it was just something that I enjoyed doing. It was a hobby, that's what it was.
It was very, very difficult because I could see that, you know, she was getting sidetracked. I could see she wasn't as focused.
I went and had a really normal student life. I was out partying, I was drinking, eating kebabs at 3 a.m. in the morning. I was just doing what every other student did.
I had to be really patient and bite my tongue, knowing that balance between being a coach and a mother.
20 seconds. I was still going to training Saturday morning. Yes, I turned up hungover, but I was there on a Saturday morning.
There'd be times we'd turn up the track and not even talk to one another.
People started to say to me, like, why are you doing this? You really need to just stop running now and just purely focus on your degree. That's the way you're going to get a job in the real world. Like, you need to sort of essentially grow up.
But at the same time, I could see she was turning up. Even if she went out and partied, she was up that next day, never missed one session.
There was something just, I don't know, it's really hard to explain. There's something, like, inside you that tells you to keep going. And you don't really know why. I didn't really know why it was telling me to keep going.
One of her uncles turned around and said to her, like, just give up the running because you've got a brain, you know, just, you know, you're not, never going to do anything. And it was just like a little light switch saying, how dare you say that?
What I know of Eilish is she's someone who likes proving people wrong.
It's only 5 by K anyway, isn't it?
I think that's definitely a McColgan trait. You just want to go out and prove people wrong. You want to just show people how good you can be, even if people doubt you.
I stopped going out, I stopped partying, I changed the way I was eating. There was just something inside me that thought, nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a professional athlete here.
It's the incessant kind of day after day after day, and also then turning that into a performance.
She's definitely her mother's daughter.
The McColgan gene, certainly on the female side for sure, is just that dogged determination, just that never-say-die attitude, just always wanting to prove people wrong.
We're very alike in our headspace, you know, we kind of know what we want and we go about getting it done. She is very like me in that way.
She runs very like her mother.
I was just thinking that, extraordinarily similar style.
Yeah, much taller, but that big gait.
You know, sometimes there is a bit of negativity to the fact she maybe hasn't run as quick as her mum. There's always been that of, I'll show you.
Brave run from Ailis McColgan.
2017. It was the first record of my mum's that I broke, and I just couldn't believe it. I remember my mum, she was like, you got it. You broke my bloody record.
You may remember the feats of her mum, Liz. Well, this time it was Ailish's turn.
I'd achieved something that my mum had sort of said for the last 10 years of my life. Like, I just couldn't believe I'd finally done it. After that one race, it was just a domino effect. One by one, I started taking all the records, the Scottish records, back into my family name.
And Ailish McColgan has set a new British 10,000 metre record.
Doing everything she can to follow in the footsteps of her famous mum, Ailish has also set a raft of Scottish records and personal bests.
I think sometimes people go, oh, it must be terrible, you've lost a record. You fancy losing a record to your daughter.
Broke every record from 1500, 3000, 5k, 10k, all the ones on the road as well. So the marathon is the only last outstanding record.
Does this particular athlete remind you of anyone?
You'll know the name McColgan.
I'd say it's definitely more of a media pressure than what Ailish puts on herself. Definitely from what I see, Ailish, she just wants to get faster herself. If that ultimately means she runs better than her mum ever did, great.
It's never been a rivalry. My mum's my coach. Like, she's part of the reason that I'm breaking these records.
So obviously there's like two port loos, and in the port loos there's no toilet paper. So I brought with me my own toilet paper, right? So I put it in my bra top, and then I got to a K in the race, and I was like, I've got toilet paper down my bra top in the middle of the race.
Oh, that's how you do that, actually. Grab your top.
And then I was like, do I take it and just throw it away? And then I thought, I can't throw that away in the middle of the track. And everyone would be like, look at this girl bringing her own toilet paper. So I ran the full 10K with that. With a toilet roll, stopped down my bra.
Okay. That's
an idiot.
They shelter from rain. Now Font-Romeu high altitude training. With just 5 weeks to London, Ailish is preparing to travel to Berlin to compete in the half marathon as part of her training.
I'm absolutely obsessed with porridge, though. As a kid, yeah, my mum used to always be like, oh, runners eat porridge. And she gave me something to try, and I was like, ugh. I remember, like, spitting it out across the bin. And I was like, that's disgusting. And she was like, oh, Scottish people eat porridge, and runners eat it as well. And I was like, nah, I'll never, ever eat that. And now this is all I eat every day, 365 days a year. It's an easy day today, so...
Yeah, super easy.
Yeah, I spoke to my mum last night, and she was like, don't be getting carried away.
It's the name of the game today.
I'll see you.
Slow and easy.
Back on the old bike, broken bike.
Huh?
Back on the old broken bike.
Trusty steed.
Trusty steed,
yeah. The bike just gives her something to focus on. Sometimes in a race. Even if she's at the front, she imagines I'm on the bike in front of her. It's just going to be a light session today. Nothing too crazy with Berlin in 4 days, so we're just going to do some 400s. We're yet to agree how many. Ailish will always want to do more. She wants to try and do 20, but I think 50. I think 15, I mean, no. I think 15. 15. I think 15. Same as 2300s. There's negotiation again here.
We'll see.
Right, first couple, just get into your rhythm. First couple, don't let it go crazy.
It's been interesting to watch the dynamic in Ailish's team, if you like, from having, I guess, her mum being a massive influence, and then Michael takes on more of a role.
He's just a really laid-back, nice guy.
Stretched his quads out a little bit in the morning, really.
That's the type of guy that she needs, because he's just quite hit up.
There's a lot of people say, oh, Joey, you're there to, like, motivate her. I'm like, nah, she just needs motivating. She needs reining back in.
He's at every session, he's at every run, whether it's in the pissing rain, he's on the bike with me, like, we're together 24-7.
2012, we're in a race in Italy, and I think we're the only two British athletes there, so we sort of had no choice but to just get talking to each other, really. We just found that we were just hanging out more and more and more, and then next thing you know, we were just together, and then it must be good, nearly 10 years now.
My life is a lot more relaxed now, probably because I have Michael in it. And I feel very lucky that we can do this together.
I always joke, Raelish, that I've got about 7 jobs.
You know, he's massaging her, he's taping her, he's timing her, he's on the bike with her.
I've had to almost, like, yeah, learn as I go along just to do, like, chef, masseuse, physio, everything, really. Yeah, it's a lot. Travel agent, I'm doing it all, but without that, it just won't work. You know, you need someone to sort of take on those roles so Raelish can just focus on training.
I did 3 miles.
3 miles in the end. Another case in point.
What?
Supposed to be 2 miles. Did 3 miles.
I'm going to head to the ice bath. Actually, the first time I ever watched somebody in an ice bath was Anthony Joshua at the Olympic Games, 2012. And he just walked in, plunged himself, boom, into this big, like, almost like bucket, head straight under. And I was like, oh, I can't be that bad. I like stuck my toe in and thought I was going to die. And since then, every time I go in an ice bath, that's what I try to channel. I try to channel AJ, just watching him go in as if it was a tropical bath.
It's not that bad.
What?
It's not that cold.
I always feel that. It's like minus 10, you know. Like,
oh, it's absolutely freezing.
It's not bad.
It's Baltic. You're a liar. Come on with me, man.
Thank you.
Right, come on. You can do it. I hate these new stairs. They're like little diving like person stairs. Right, come on. Come on. To be quicker today, to not embarrass myself.
She puts one foot in.
Clock starts when you get your in the water.
I'm not going to be able to get my I'm not.
Well, Kevin takes you 15 not. Minutes, you're getting your
I'm getting
you are.
I'm going up to...
You're not, you're getting your you need to get your hips in.
Quite tight, and that's it. This is, I don't know why they make it so cold. It's beyond a normal ice bath temperature. I'm starting the clock.
No, you're not starting it.
I am. 53, I'm out of here.
One more step, then you can start it.
I'm out of here.
One more step.
803.
One more.
803, I'm out.
One more step. One more step.
Shut up.
If you're going to be successful as a distance runner, you need to take on a lot of responsibility for what you're doing. However, that's quite a burden to have. So it's quite useful to have somebody close to you who you can kind of offload some of that burden to. If they've got that knowledge and they've got that background.
I think because Michael was a professional athlete as well, he's been to 3 Olympic Games himself, like, he understands what it takes to compete at that level.
Michael's one of my big frustrations. He was an incredibly talented athlete who we thought was going to be one of our best young talents going forward.
I had, like, the British record as, like, under 14, a British record under 15. I was breaking a lot of records very, very young. It was like Michael Rimmer's going to be the next one who's going to go on and win major championships. Didn't work out, unfortunately, for me at that sort of the world level.
This level of ability around, I'm amazed that he's so far ahead. Michael Rimmer comes to the bell. This is a brave, brave run by Michael Rimmer, and he's doing it superbly well at the moment. Now he's got to hold it around this top bend. He's still got an option, certainly, to finish in at least the top four, but he's got to find something. Michael Rimmer's head going down. Borzakowski comes past. Alsemeli is there with Kamel, and then also coming past. And I said I didn't think that was the best option for Michael Rimmer.
He had a pretty good career, but it could and should have been a lot better.
You know, I won a European medal. That was my sort of my biggest achievement, but I maybe didn't quite have that same raw passion and dedication that I see in Raelish. I think Raelish definitely has the scope to go that one extra notch further, I think.
Liz and her ex-husband on a training run.
Myself and my ex-husband were runners. And I kind of knew the problems that, you know, come with that. In a relationship, you always have to have someone to support you. And if, like, Michael was doing his thing and Raelish was doing her thing, I didn't see how it would marry well together. You know, something has to give.
I don't know, for me, there was a certain point in my career where I felt like I could have probably made another Olympic Games, or I was gravitating towards more so helping Raelish. And I just found I was enjoying actually helping Raelish more than my own running. It's a lot easier. You don't want to go out for a run when you can just hold a stopwatch. It's like a no-brainer.
He's completely bought into this as well. He believes in me far more than I believe in myself.
Eilish is about to travel to Berlin to compete in the half marathon. Michael prepares her lunch.
It makes out like I can't cook. I actually can cook, but he just he's like a control freak. He moans about like the seasoning and it has to have this salt and this pepper and this spice. And to be fair to him, he can go in the cupboard and just take everything that's in there and make like the most ridiculous meal. Like, it's so good. So yeah, we've come to the agreement that Michael cooks and I do all the cleaning. So yeah, now just grabbing some lunch, then we'll start packing. We're not going to take a huge suitcase with us because we're quite tight on time. The flights to Berlin, one's quite late, but also coming back is like quite a tight turnaround from the race. Just take literally what I need to race. So race kit, shoes, some caffeine, porridge, obviously. Always have my porridge. My drinks, just everything with me, so I've got everything that I need to just purely just to race, and then we'll come back again.
Loading their luggage in the car, they drive off. Now they're at the airport.
Yeah, our life is very, very simplistic. It's not very exciting. We literally live out of pretty much one suitcase.
We're away probably about 11 months a year. I think the hardest part, probably for us both, is spending so much time away from family and friends.
You know, you never get a day off, really. You don't work 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. It's like you don't get a weekend. You don't really get a Christmas. You might get that one week off a year if you're lucky.
You can feel a little bit guilty sometimes because you feel like it's a bit selfish trying to live out like a dream whilst the rest of the world moves on and the rest of everyone else continues on their own paths and you're not part of it anymore.
Have you ever seen a more glamorous breakfast in your life? The size of this little mini mug. I'm gonna have to have 2 or 3 of these bad boys to fit in my porridge.
That's the nature of the sport. Your career is very, very short, but you've got to try and maximise it as much as you can.
She gives Michael a kiss.
Yeah. Text me.
I will.
She jogs towards a coach. The Berlin Television Tower. Eilish is competing in the Berlin Half Marathon, her final race before London. Michael's on his phone.
I think where's Wally this?
Just keep going straight.
Keep going straight, keep going straight.
The other side of these fences.
What's done that side of the gate there?
How am I
going to
warm up with all
those
people?
Aye, but do you not see us next
thing? No,
everyone's stood there waiting for you for 15 minutes. What we'd like to get out of this race is confidence. London's the priority right now, so this is just a stepping stone. So you're ticking off that first half of the marathon. No, there's still a long way to go. That second half is still an unknown part for Eilish. She's never gone beyond half marathon before, but as long as she can get to half and feel good, I know then when she goes to London, she's going to be maybe 2 or 3 minutes slower at that point. That should give her a lot of confidence. That's really what we're looking for this. Just a hard, sustained effort. She can win it, great. She's got a tough task. You know, there's an Ethiopian girl who's on paper 40 seconds faster, so that's not going to be an easy task to beat her, but I think on a day she can.
3, 2, 1.
She starts off at the front of the field. From above, runners circling the victory column with its golden figure at the top.
We're on our way to Van Eilish. I won't be allowed to cycle there too long because you can be considered to be pacemaking someone or helping them too much, so I can't stay over too long, but see how she's getting on. That's it, all together, guys, all together. Woo! Ethiopian girl's maybe about 70, 80 metres up the road, so she's inside, but she's got to keep close. She can't let her drop now.
Later, runners touch a tap for power banner.
Well, she's catching the Ethiopian girl a little bit.
Eilish is in a small group of 4 runners.
You are 65-40, foot down, go with.
She increases her pace to pass a female runner. Approaching the finish line, she pulls away from the Ethiopian woman. She runs through the tape with her arms outstretched, but then feels her left hamstring.
And Eilish McColgan has smashed her own British record to win the Berlin Half Marathon
as she continues preparations for next month's London Marathon.
This was her crossing the line in Germany. You can see she is a wee bit uncomfortable when she does so. Let's hope we do see her on the start line in London.
Right, see you later. Love you. Bye, 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 bye.
You
what? I'm on she was just like, she said she could see like the last bit. She was like, something happened. She said you just looked like you were running weird.
With 4 weeks to London, Eilish is undergoing a scan to understand the extent of her injuries.
It's very unusual to like tear your hamstring at 20 kilometres into a race with only 1 kilometre to go. Like, I could physically see the finish line. I couldn't walk after the race. And then it wasn't long after that the knee started niggling, and it's just built up and built up and built up.
Coming out of the scanner, she takes off the headphones.
Got an MRI scan, and straight away he was just like, Eilish, I'm really sorry, it's bad news. It'll be 4 weeks of, like, no running. Thought, right, I want to get another opinion. And three separate doctors looked at the scan and said, no, don't try and run, you're an idiot. I told the doctors, I'm going to try.
I think if I could describe it almost in one word, I'd probably say relentless. Just so unbelievably driven. Work ethic is the thing that just sets her apart. I think in any walk of life, if you want to become one of the best, I think you've got to put yourself in uncomfortable situations regularly.
You can't win things without doing stuff that other people won't do.
And you look at Liz's training diaries. Woof. Crazy. Absolute bonkers. She trained hard.
Yeah, there's definitely times where I've maybe questioned, is my body able to withstand the amount of training, the amount of pressure, the amount of everything it goes through to reach a top level?
It's left knee, isn't it?
Left knee.
So left anterior knee injury after
Berlin.
Yeah. How does it feel with?
So I'm running, but it's still
It's
still having an impact.
So the needle will come in from the side like that.
Yeah.
And inject that retinaculum.
There's been this constant pressure of we need to get to London, we need to be on the start line, and I think it's put a lot of pressure even on me and Michael. There's been a lot of pressure on him, almost taking on all these different roles to try and, like, piece my body up to get me to the start line.
This was literally me just looking through YouTube. There was loads of different types of taping for the knee, and I was looking through different ones for ages. Like, we were an hour looking at loads of different videos, looking through, seeing how different people were taping it. And it was this one that I was like, actually, you know what? I think that's going to work. There are certain times I think, you know, I don't think you should be doing this. I don't think I agree with it, but that's what's got her to where she is.
We rely really on prize money and appearance fees, and if you're not standing on a start line, you ain't getting a penny of that.
You know, to be up there at the top, you need to be perfect. There's no way you're going to be anything but 100%. So when you're going the 85, 90%, you know deep down, there's no chance.
I can't continue on the way I've been continuing on. Like, yes, I'm running, but it's so draining. Every step is sore.
You're training hard, you're trying to push to that line, you're trying to push all the time, you're pushing, 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 pushing. And there's a line that if you push too hard and you step over that line, you're going to get hurt. Trouble is, we don't know where the line is until we've stepped over it.
One of Britain's biggest hopes for this Sunday's London Marathon, Eilish McColgan, has pulled out of the race because of a knee problem.
In the elite women's field today. Well, there are some who could be challenging the world record, but sadly not Eilish McColgan, the British athlete.
Posting so many PBs and British records throughout the last few months, sadly had to pull out on Thursday.
It's an unforgiving sport. You can be flavour of the month, and then you can be forgotten quite quickly.
It's like not being able to go to your job for so many weeks and you just don't get paid. So there's a bit of that too, you think, oh. But I want to be 100%. started thinking, oh, is this it? Like, what if I don't get back? So, I mean, what if my body just decides this is it? Maybe the difficult part when it's going south and it's going wrong and you know that people are putting so much effort into it, you can feel a little bit guilty sometimes. You've missed so many moments in people's lives.
Yeah, so you do get an injury and you've missed out on those races you're hoping to do and you've still missed out on those key moments as well. It's like, blam, it feels like it's a real waste, you know?
Quite a selfish world to live in. It's a really selfish world to live in because all you see is you and what you want.
I actually spoke to Michael about this the other day because I was getting, just a bit upset about it all.
I think there's always that little bit of, maybe a little bit of self-doubt. That feeling of, like, am I quite as good as what other people think I can be or should be?
He obviously wants to see me compete well. He wants to see me do well. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't expect to get upset. Sorry, it's embarrassing.
She wipes tears away.
Oh, man, sorry. Yeah, it is a lot for me. An awful lot for me. Far too much. And, I find it difficult sometimes when... because I can't imagine how difficult that is. Being an athlete himself and obviously putting that aside to help me, it's a lot. It's hard to put into words what it means when someone's willing to do that.
You know, it's a team. We're in it together, 100%. I see how much work she's putting in. I can't ask for any more than that. It's like, blimey, like, it's madness, amount of work she puts in.
I don't want to let people down, Jim. I want to still, do the best that I possibly can for us as a family.
Doesn't feel good now, but you'll know you'll bounce back.
I struggle with maybe believing it. Or questioning stuff, especially even now, I suppose, it being the age I am and having an injury and whatnot, there's never been any doubt in his mind that, like, you'll be fine, like, you'll come back from this, you'll be stronger, it'll be worth it.
She has prior experience of having, like, quite serious injuries and coming back, so I think that's, you can draw from that, you know, when you've been there before.
Just before I made the London Olympics, I had a really serious injury.
I went off my ankle and I heard it pop. And as soon as that happened, I couldn't even put pressure on it.
How many people would do a steeplechase, land off the steeplechase barrier, feel the foot pretty much snap in half, and keep running? But she's trying to run a qualifying time for the World Championship. She keeps going, gets to the finish line, she qualifies. Her foot's broken in half.
It was like, that's it, career over. She was told she'd never run again.
The Scottish middle distance runner Eilish McColgan's been out injured for the last 10 months.
And as a result, has lost her British Athletics funding.
Everyone was just casting her aside.
I had 5 screws and a metal plate put in. Learning how to walk again, then getting back on the bike, the cross trainer eventually running. Like, it was just a long process.
It was a difficult road for her.
Gee, you were told you'd never run again. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were literally told you'd never run. So to get where she is now, it's almost a miracle in itself. So anything else is just, for me, it's like, don't worry about it. Like, nothing can ever get as bad as that.
I think having had those earlier injuries has almost helped me to now. Because even though, yes, I've had an injury, obviously, this year, and it's been frustrating and it's been a little bit longer than I'd like, nothing is ever quite as bad as that.
You have to be pretty resilient to keep getting knocked back and then to have the patience, and that's what it is, real patience, to think, okay, it's not what I wanted, but, we start again.
I just think Commonwealth last year is a prime example of that. To have that one moment, like, makes it absolutely worthwhile.
Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
The Commonwealth Games have officially begun in Birmingham with a huge ceremony watched by around 30,000 people in the stadium and up to 1 billion more on television around the world.
We only get to represent Scotland once every 4 years, so it feels like home.
For years and years, It's always been in Ailish's head to win a medal at the Commonwealth Games.
When I was growing up, making Scotland was like, was sort of the ceiling for me. I thought that was maybe the best it could get.
You made... We made it. Just take your time,
I could tell my mum was very nervous. She didn't really get nervous, so it was a bit strange to be around her.
Stadium's lovely, but we could do with a little bit less wind.
Just made me think, like, this is important. Like, I have to do well here. I want to do well here. I want to do well for not only myself, but my family.
Commonwealth Games 10,000 metre final.
The field going into this is Ailish McColgan. It's 36 years since her mum, Liz, won the gold medal in the 10,000 metres at a home games.
But how poetic would that be, should she be able to actually get on that podium and win?
And in front of her mum.
I remember standing there and just hearing this little roar go up when everyone was announced.
When you looked at the list of that 10,000 metre final, on paper, she shouldn't win this. She's definitely got a chance for a medal, but we don't know.
You know, when she is talking to herself on the start line, she's reaffirming that she is in good shape and she's ready and she's up for it.
You only get a small window when you're on your game and everything's there.
I thought, I'm ready. My body's in the best shape it's been in. This is it.
So nervous moments, I'm sure, for Ailish McColgan. She knows her mum's here watching that all of the family tradition is always hanging there a little bit. As the tension will build, I'm sure we'll see the pace pick up.
First 5K went to plan.
It was fairly evident from the first few laps that Ailish was moving well.
Cheptai is representing Kenya with Kiprotich. Both of them have got pedigree. And Cheptai finished ahead of Ailish at the Olympics last year.
Ailish heads the field on lap 11.
Every lap was getting louder and louder and louder.
When you hear them screaming, they're screaming for you, not screaming for anyone else.
Three beginning to pull away in the 10,000 metres. And Ailish McColgan with the two Kenyans is... running well, is running strongly, but this is Cheptai trying to move away.
I remember thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold on here. I sort of questioned myself a little bit. I thought, have I pushed a bit too hard?
If Ailish McColgan can hang on to these two, she knows that she can finish as quick as anybody if she's still there. However, both of these two are really strong, and they will work together to try and break McColgan.
Lap 20 of 25.
Whenever you run against the Kenyans, the girls always run the same. You know, they sit in, and then they make a move. You look back in all the history of her running, Ailish doesn't go with them. You know, that to me is still the young girl that's got no confidence.
My mum had told me when I started running at the age of 12, like, you're not just boom, you don't just become a champion overnight. It's a long time. You might train 10 years of your life just to have one successful race.
You can't do anything in sport if you don't believe it's going to happen.
Athletics is not a team sport. You have a team around you, but fundamentally, it's you on the day who has to go out and do it.
This is quick, it's fast, it's hard. And look at Ailish, she's looking to see, is there anyone behind? No, it's between these three.
My mum was there, Michael was there, everyone that I love was there watching me, and like this was, it almost came down to like one moment. It was this was the one moment I had to make them proud.
They made the move, and lo and behold, Ailish covered it.
As a kid, I would never go to the front, like I wouldn't have the confidence to do that.
The strength was there, the speed was there.
Noise that erupted when I managed to like stay with her.
Every step of this 10,000 metre final is a step closer to her chances of winning the gold medal here.
If she was still there at the belt, the roof's going to come off.
Two laps to go. Scotland's Ailish McColgan contesting the lead of the 10,000 metre final with Cheptai of Kenya. Cheptai beat McColgan in the Olympic Games. Can she just sit and wait? Does she have enough pace? Will there be something in the legs on the last lap? This place will go crazy if she does.
It's almost like whatever's gone before doesn't matter. What you do now is going to determine what happens.
I could see it. It's on.
Into the final lap on Chepdai's shoulder.
Speed required. Chepdai goes first. There's McColgan digging deep, trying to hang on.
But I can't let it slip now. Like, I've done all the hard work. I just need to keep pumping my arms and drag my legs to get to that finish line.
I knew she wasn't letting it go.
See it in her face. People think she's probably out on her feet. I know it because I see it every day. That's just her face. I mean, she's digging in.
So when the bell goes, well, you've run 24 laps and you're tired, but the race almost starts then.
The bell! This is for the gold medal!
It's the beginning of the sprint to the finish.
This is going to be a long run for home. Chepdai is throwing everything out there, so McColgan is hanging on. 300 metres to go. Chepdai looks at the screen. She sees the tall blue figure of Ailish McColgan just a metre behind. 200 metres to go.
No one was sitting down. Everyone's going absolutely crazy.
Ailish McColgan has the whole.
Eyes shut and long blonde ponytail swinging, Ailish holds her head.
Oh, well done, Ailish. Well done.
She puts her arms up in triumph, then lies down on the track, totally exhausted.
The noise was just so loud, I couldn't really think. But then I heard somebody screaming, like absolutely screaming. I just bolted straight over to my mum. And we were just crying and hugging each other.
They're wrapped in a Scottish flag.
One of these moments that you'll probably never really get again. For her to get that moment meant so much to me.
It was maybe about another 50 metres around the corner. Michael was there. I just saw him. So again, I just jumped over. They were like, don't be jumping over the security barriers. I just grabbed Michael.
She hugs Michael tightly.
That day, it just all came together. It was just, it was magic.
Under a night sky and floodlights around the stadium, officials and runners come out for the medal ceremony.
Alexander Stadium, please welcome the medalists.
Scottish fans hold up flags.
There she is, Ailish McColgan. Tonight, she is a gold medalist.
To win a title at any event, whether it's European, Commonwealth, World Olympic Games, it's like, blimey, it's very, very slim pickings. A lot of athletes, they work their whole career and they don't ever have a moment like Ailish had that moment. Very few people do. At the end of the day, only one person can win. The odds are pretty slim.
For me, it was a relief that she's actually got validation for everything that she's been through. All the ups, all the downs, all that hard work, she's now got something to show for it and nobody can take it away from her.
It's obviously a very unique story to have a mum who's won what she has and achieved what she has, also then do it in the same event. It's obviously pretty special.
I just feel very, very fortunate to be my mum's daughter. I'm very proud of that fact as well. I think I was very fortunate to have a role model like that growing up. I probably didn't realise it at the time, but now when I look back, for sure. I mean, she instilled hard work into me from a very young age, and that almost like instilled the fact that it doesn't happen overnight either. Do you know, it's a long process.
Do you know what? I'm so far removed from my career now, I don't even think about it. For me personally, I get more out of seeing what Ailish achieves. For her to sort of have that moment, she's got so much out of it, confidence and belief.
It's years of battling away and battling away. You know, people say, oh, you know, but you'll never be as good as your mum. But just keep on chipping away and just ignore it and just focus on yourself and just think, well, if I just keep getting better, one day, just one day, I might be as good as my mum. It was just a very, very special moment. That you've done it.
Flicking between images of Liz and Eilish winning Commonwealth Golds. Now showing the medal off outside the stadium alongside Liz and Michael.
Are you proud?
I don't think proud cuts it.
That's what I'm saying.
London, training camp. A running track bordered by grass and trees. In 2024, Eilish plans to finally run her first marathon. She does some stretches.
So I think now she's got to the point now where she probably has maximised the potential over those sort of 5k and 10k distances on the track. I think now that's the time to sort of use that and take up to the marathon. That's where the best marathon runners normally come from. You know, Liz was a world champion over the 10k, moved to the marathon.
She's ran the 10k in 30 minutes. She's capable of running a sub 65 for the half marathon. And when you're able to do that, you know, you're world class.
Now I think my ultimate end goal would be to win a medal at Worlds or Olympic level. It just feels strange even saying that because I've never had the confidence to even believe I could do that.
So you get to this point where your chance is there, but then you have to stand on the start line knowing that you're going to do it. Not just thinking, knowing I'm going to win a medal.
You know, she's going to need obviously a lot of luck on her side. She's going to have to hopefully get over some of the injuries she's had and have a clean run of training and all that sort of stuff. But the potential's definitely there, there's no doubt about her. She's always had that.
I believe that Eilish has the ability. I do. I've always said that, and I've always said that to her.
There's that sort of little gut feeling I had when I was a kid telling me to keep going, like something's telling me to keep going.
She knows that she can mix it now and what she's capable of doing, and that's what I love about it now. You know, I don't need to be the one that's telling her.
It took a very, very long time, but I can see it now myself.
Baby Eilish with a gold medal.
When you've got a little athlete, a 12-year-old that's got no confidence, and to a grown woman that's got every confidence that, you know, you installed in them, and you can just walk away knowing that they can do it on their own now. She doesn't even need me anymore. She can do it on her own. That's what my job was for, as a coach and a mother.
As a baby, Eilish wriggles in Liz's arms.